This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon to you. Thanks for being here. We cover a lot of different topics on this program around the Umpqua Valley. One of the cool things, though, in the summertime is having an opportunity to talk to some of the music artists that are coming through and playing at the various venues around the area. Well, one of them just happens to have become pretty big in their own genre and, you know, well-known national musician now, and they happen to grow up here. ZZ Ward, my gosh, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. I'm so excited to be here.
So, welcome back to Douglas County. Now, if people that have maybe moved here in the last few years don't know that, talk about your time growing up, how old you were when you moved here.
Yeah, I was about 8 years old when I moved to Roseburg, and I went to Glide. I graduated from Glide High School in 2004, so it's been a little bit. And it's amazing how fast that time goes by, really. But yeah, I'm an Oregonian girl. I mean, I grew up here going to the Half Shell, watching Etta James there and Blind Boys of Alabama and Keb Mo there. And that was my place where I got to see a lot of national acts come through Roseburg. And yeah, it feels great to be back. It's so beautiful here, and I love this community. Feeling good.
Now, I know you played Waterfront Blues in Portland Saturday. How'd that go?
It was great. It's the second time I've played that festival, and it was a really good time. We, you know, shared in a great performance with a pretty large crowd that was happy to see the blues, and so it was a good time.
And you played either before or after Southern Avenue.
We did. We played after Southern Avenue, and it was really fun. I actually just I just met them down at the Blues Music Awards in Memphis, and I saw them perform there. And I think they're really fantastic, and so it was really cool to see them again.
Yeah, and we had them here in town Friday night out in Winston at Riverbend Live, so I worked with them the other night.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's awesome.
So how did you get into music? I mean, when you grow up, a lot of kids get forced or sometimes want to, play music. But for a lot of kids, it's just something you do for a while and then you go on and find a career and get a day job. What about music kind of lured you in and wanted you to pursue it?
I don't know. It just was something from a young age, I'd say about 8 years old, that I was really, really interested in. I would listen to a lot of female singers. And I started singing. I think people started noticing I had some talent, and it just became something I really loved and I wanted to put my energy into. I mean, I remember I had like an hour bus ride to school going to Glide, and I would literally just be on the bus listening to music, just like dreaming about being a singer. That's what I wanted to do forever, really. I went to Umpqua Community College, and I'm so happy that I spent time there and I went there, but I always knew that I wanted to do music. I didn't go to school for music out there. But I always knew I wanted to do music, and so I ended up moving down to LA when I was maybe 23 and just started playing everywhere that I could and kind of continued everything that I was doing here in Roseburg. People know me that would see me like selling my demo CDs in parking lots here and just bothering everybody. I used to sing in my dad's blues band Homebrew with my dad and Mike Kaiser. My dad was a huge influence on me getting me into music. He sang and always was really encouraging to me to pursue my music. So it was always my main focus since I was a little kid.
And it seemed like back in that day, he was one of your big supporters. I remember you, I think the first or maybe second time I heard you play, it was either in front of While Away Books or was in front of the Arts Center or something. And you were, oh gosh, 14 maybe?
Probably, yeah.
And your father actually gave me a recording, and I was out of town part of the weekend, and I didn't get time to look around. But somewhere in my recordings, I've got that.
That's wild, yeah. I mean, yeah, I've got a lot of history here. You know, people remember me from playing when I was a kid. And I felt so much support, honestly, from this community through, you know, starting out in music, through finding success and touring nationally and coming back here. It's really special. It's really fun for me to come back and play the half show. It always makes me feel awesome to connect with people again.
So was it when you moved down south when things really started to take off?
Yeah, for the most part. It's really wild because I feel like when you end up making it in music, you are basically on the road all the time, really. So I moved to LA to try to, you know, get my foot in the door. And then once I did, I left LA and didn't spend a lot of time there, to be honest, because I was touring so much. But yeah, that's what I did. And, you know, it's different for everybody. Some bands, I think they just stay in Portland and they maybe make it out of Portland. And for me, I went down to LA. I kind of immersed myself in the songwriting community down there. And I learned a lot from people. And then, you know, I'd go into a writing session with somebody and then I'd say to myself, you know, I can write a better song than this. And then I'd go home and write a song by myself and try to beat that song. And that's how I ended up writing my first album. I just wrote it in my brother's apartment. And I had written that album. I showcased for a couple different record labels. And at the time, Hollywood Records really wanted to sign me and make that album with me. And so I just, you know, I practice every day, put a lot of hard work in, and it paid off.
Well, how have the last few years gone for you, like post-pandemic?
It's going great. You know, my life has definitely shifted gears after the pandemic. I decided to start a family, and it's been different. I think that I love music, and I, you know, still, you know, that's what I do. That's what I've grown up learning how to do, and I'm good at that. So, and it gives me so much joy to write music, and it's my, you know, it's my form of self-expression that will never go away. But I have two sons now. I have a 4.5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. So I, you know, just like many working mothers and working parents, trying to juggle both. So it's different now.
That, I mean, to be any parent with kids that age is a challenge, as I remember. But to be doing that and being on the road part of the time and all that has got to be a big juggle. What kind of help do you get with that?
Well, my parents helped me a lot, you know. I mean, I think that I definitely couldn't do it without my parents' help. And it's just, you know, the interesting thing I can say about it is I've toured for so long that it doesn't feel that foreign to me to, like, bring my kids on the road and bring them to different hotels and airports and cars and on the tour bus. And it's just, for me, I've done it so long that I think it's good to give them an experience outside of, like, their regular schooling so they can see that, you know, there's all different kind of jobs you can do when you grow up. And it's working for now. You know, I think, you know, at some point, maybe they won't necessarily want to come out with me anymore. At least that's what Slash told me when I talked to Slash about my kids, because I brought my kids on tour when I opened for him. And we were talking about kids, and he said at some point his kids didn't want to come out with him on tour anymore. And then I had that realization where this probably wouldn't last forever, because at some point they're not going to want to come with me anymore. So I don't know. We're just taking it 1 year at a time.
How do you feel like your style has evolved? I mean, you started out more sort of pop, hip-hop, rap-ish. And then it seems like you really, the blues really became your home.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Well, you would maybe say that with my first album. My first album was definitely more pop than what I'm doing right now. But where it really started was the blues for me. Because, you know, my dad and Mike Kaiser had Homebrew, and we'd play all around Roseburg. We'd do cover songs. So, you know, I grew up singing Robert Johnson and Etta James and Muddy Waters. And that was really my introduction into music. And he played harmonica. He taught me how to play harmonica. I didn't know where that fit in a pop world. I would always incorporate the blues into my music, but you know, I became an independent artist after my third album, I was independent, and I wanted to write a blues album, and I knew I wanted to do it for a long time, so I went and I made that album independently, and then Sun Records, they relaunched Sun Records, and then they were interested, they wanted to put the album out, so we ended up putting that out, and it's kind of full circle moment for me, coming back to the blues.
All right, ZZ Ward is in studio, gonna take a break at Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. You'll be at the Half Show tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. ZZ Ward is in studio playing at the Half Shell tomorrow night. We're going to feature Love Alive in a moment. Tell us about that song.
This is actually the first song that I wrote for my new album, Liberation. I never know what I'm going to write about, you know, when I sit down to write an album. And there had just been a lot of changes that I had gone through with becoming a mother and how that kind of leaned into my relationship with my husband, and there were a lot of couples around me that were like disintegrating. They weren't working out, and I started to get really nervous. I was like, what if we don't work out? And so I kind of wrote this song about keeping that fire in the relationship.
All right, ZZ Ward here on Inside Douglas County.
Hey baby, do you love me like you did?
Keep the lover.
ZZ Ward. It's Love Alive, ZZ Ward in studio on Inside Douglas County. We were just talking while we listened to the song. So you were, you said senior president?
Yeah, I was senior class president.
For Glide.
Yeah.
So if you ever have another, you know, the next time they have a reunion, you've got a musician already in mind.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be too much about me, though. I don't know if I would do that.
Maybe that, yeah, okay, maybe that would be a bit, you know, out of the realm of maybe what you want to do. Talk about getting to play in the Half Shell again.
Yeah, it's really special for me. I mean, I'm trying to remember. Isn't that crazy that I can't remember if this is the third time or the fourth time that I've played? But, yeah, it's such a special experience for me. It's so wild. Like, I have a photo of me when I was, like, 12 years old with a fedora on, actually on the Half Shell stage, like, singing with my dad on stage. And I said it earlier in the interview, but it really was the place that I would go to catch national acts that would come through Roseburg. I mean, sometimes there was the Douglas County Fair, but we would go to the Half Shell, and it was just, like, the coolest thing ever to see, like, Etta James there and Blind Boys of Alabama, and I'm pretty sure I saw Susan Tedeschi there. And, you know, for me, it was, like, so exciting to go see those acts. And so to actually, like, be on that stage is... it's such a cool honor for me, and I just always feel so much love from Roseburg, and it's been awesome.
Why the hat?
Why the hat? You know, for me, when I was a kid, I would get really anxious on when I would sing in front of people. I think that, and you know, for any young aspiring performers, this is a little advice for you. Like, when you're not singing that often, it's nerve-wracking when you go up on stage. The only thing I think that makes it easier is when you're doing it all the time, you know, really, truly. So don't feel bad if you feel nervous when you speak in front of people or when you sing in front of people. But for me, I would just get so shaky. And so my dad was like, you know, you should wear the hat. And it would, you know, it kind of made me feel like the blues artist that I grew up listening to. It was like a cape, you know. And then ever since then, I just wanted to be the full extent of myself and my artistry when I went down to LA, and I was wearing a fedora, you know, and it was a little weird, but like my fans loved it, and that was me, and they accepted me, and I've been wearing it ever since.
So what is ahead for the rest of the summer for you touring wise?
Yeah, we've got a lot of shows. We are, gosh, I'm trying to remember. We got some cool spots. I'm opening for a Steve Miller Band. With some Florida dates and some dates in the South. I'm also opening up for The Who in Philadelphia for their, I think it's their farewell tour, actually. So that's really special. And yeah, I mean, I just put a new album out this year, so I'll just be promoting the album, playing shows, yeah.
And who are some of the musicians you were playing with that played on your album?
Oh, on my album, it's actually not that many musicians. It's actually mostly me and my producer, who is a multi-instrumentalist, really. So you wouldn't think that when you hear the album. But when I tour, I play with a full band. And my friend Eric Walls, who's played guitar with me for like 12 years, he's on the album. We do Grinning in Your Face together on the album. He's an incredible player, so...
Now, what's the toughest part of being a musician?
I think the toughest part is you better really like it because, you know, I think that, like, fame, you know, it can come and go. You really have to like what you do because there are times when it's, you know, it's hard and it's hard work and it's not always easy, you know. So I'd say that would be the toughest part. And also maybe throughout my career, I would say, you have to have a really thick skin because especially moving down to the city, being with a major label, like, you know, they'll tell you what they think and you got to be a really strong person. And so I think for like kids getting into the industry before they're ready, it can be really tough on them, you know, because it's good to have a real good foundation before you get into that. So you have a good sense of self.
What about the kind of the ups and downs of finances?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. I think that, like, for me, it's just like anything else. It's like, you know, you have to go in and write that album so that you can go and tour and promote and things like that. And, you know, after one album, you know, they want another one, and then they want another one. And you got to just keep going if you want to do it. But I think to love to write music is really important, because, you know, you have to have something to play on stage. And luckily, I really do. I love writing music. It's something that is very special to me and something I've thrived at. So,
what's the best part of doing what you get to do?
I think the best part is like the challenge of it. I'd say like reaching for the stars, like going for something that is not easy to attain, and actually, you know, showing people that it can be done. You know, I mean, at least I think of my kids and that. It's like dreaming big and really trying to reach for the stars and whatever they do. It doesn't have to be music, you know, it could be any passion that they have. But I think that's what makes me feel good about it, is overcoming challenges, you know.
So if somebody's never heard you before, if they heard your music, heard your segment here today, what can they expect at the Half Shell tomorrow?
I think a good time. I think more than anything, I really love performing. I really have a great time out there. And there's just an electric energy that I always feel when I sing. And, you know, my band feels that too. We love to play music. I've got some great musicians with me. And also, you know, the one thing that I really learned from the blues, and that my dad instilled in me and taught me about the blues, was to really authentically feel the stories that you're singing, and I do. So if you want to be moved and you want to come have a good time, then come see us.
All right, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, ZZ Ward. It's been great having you in the studio. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, that wraps up the program today. A podcast soon at 541radio.com. 1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.